Okay, today we're going to learn some Mishan Tzadik, Dine Giluach. I'd like to be Magdim, something that's Negeh to Hilchus Giluach, but it's Negeh in general to Hilchus Aveilus. There's a beautiful Igros Moshe about a klal that we have in Shas and in Hilchus Aveilus regarding Ketanim. B'chol Taira Kula, we have a general rule that when a katan is a gi'al achinuch, we're mechanachim. When he's like gi'al achinuch, then we're not mechanachim. So if you have a 2 or 3 year old who's mechal Shabbos, you don't say anything, you don't stop him. And you have somebody, depending on how bright the child is, beginning at 6, 7, 8, when they teach him in yeshiva about mitzvahs, you start to be mechanachim in different mitzvahs. There's a rule, a klal, that is the opinion of most paiskim, that when it comes to dinei chinuch, there is no chinuch. When it comes to chas aveilus, I'm sorry, that there is no chinuch for aveilus. And aveilus were not mechalik, we're not mechanech. Later in Shin Sadik Vosif Gimel, Katan Shemesav Vivimai, Afila Higdol Tashiva. This idea that there are no dine avelus b'chlal for a cotton, I see it's the opinion of most paiskim. There's a Taz back in Shin Mem Vav who appear back in Simi Shin Mem Sukkotin Tezayin, who appears to argue with this rule, although the way Pischa Tshuva says it, he's not arguing with the Gamri. But nevertheless, the Shach, the Magen Avraham, all the paiskim Shemipiyam Onochayim have a rule that there is no chinuch for aveilus. The Gemara says that we do kriya on a katan who loses lo'aleinu a parent ne'agvas nefesh to be ma'ir everybody else to aveilus. It's clear from the Gemara. It seems to be clear from the Gemara that be'etzem in a katan there would be no dine kriya, and we have this rule that there's no chinuch for aveilus. But the question is why? Why aveilus should be different than anything else, and the question b'meila is whether it applies to the 9 days or to Sfiras Ha'omer, what the reason is.
Maybe
it doesn't understand. What?
Maybe a kid doesn't understand.
So if he's that young that he gets a chinuch, then we don't do any chinuch on anything. So apparently we're talking even where he's capable of some level of understanding.
He's going to be bar mitzvah that week.
What?
You have the case where he's
bar mitzvah
that week.
Well, he gets his brain suddenly at at 13, although to the parents, I think even at 13 we doubt that they have brains, but in the grandchildren they get very early. they get their brains very early. So there is a something of a disagreement as to the reason. Rav Meisha has a very nice pilpul on the topic, and Kedarka, it's an Igros Meisha, it's a pilpul which is with which he uses to buy his halacha. No, it's nothing to do with Kaddish. It has to do with practicing Avelos. Okay. Kaddish has nothing to do with Avelos. It's kind of mitzvah of Kaddish, to say Kaddish, but Avelos and Kaddish are two different things. Right? Kaddish is a schus for the neshama, and Avelos is a practice. Even if the nifter was meichel, you still have to practice it. The Ramoshes and the Igros Moshe are Dei Aleph Simen Resh Chav Dalet. And he brings, first of all, from Makairis, that the Nachal Eshkol says, and needs explanation, Nachal Eshkol says, Avelus is not a regular thing. It's something that comes bimikra, comes unscheduled, bimikra comes on occasion. And this chinuch is only for things that come on a regular basis. And it comes on a scheduled basis every 28 years. Okay, so I don't know, maybe not. But you can ask about Shiloh HaKein. If Shiloh HaKein is B'mikra, the Torah says Ki Yikare. Shiloh HaKein, the Gemara says, you don't go looking for Shiloh HaKein. Gemara says, Yachal Yagda Baharim. I would think you should get somebody to show you it as a nest and do it. Tamun Lame Ki Yikare. That there's no obligation, at least, to get someone to show you how to do it. Ki karei, when you come upon it, then there's a mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein. It's interesting, that's the only mitzvah that people do hire people to have them do. But there's nothing wrong with that. But the Gemara says that ki karei. So it sounds from Nachal Eshkol that there's no chinuch on Shiluach HaKein. That was honesty is a constant. All right.
Well,
I hear. All right. Nachal Eshkol says this reason. I don't understand entirely because it's certainly we certainly hope that every person will outlive his parents, and will therefore have a velus at least two times in his lifetime if he has both parents. So not as a child, the chinuch is to prepare for adulthood. So. Like a shechem payas every year for a farmer. Shechem. How can you mean not to go back to shechem?
Okay.
You're right. So anyway, this is the Nachal Eshkol's reason, which Ramosha seems to embrace as the Iker reason, that it's a davar habav mikra, and therefore there isn't any. The Beis Hillel is a sefer on what? So chinuch, you train children for things that are the regular life experiences. The things that are anomalies, you don't have to train them. That's what the Nachal Eshkol says. The Beis Hillel that's a sefer on Yeridei. It's usually spelled Beis Hillel Hey Yud Lamed Lamed. I think just to make a distinction between Beis Shammai's counterpart, so they always call it Beis Hillel with a Yud. Anyway, he says that the main goal of Avelus is Hachayitein Alivai. The main purpose in practicing Avelus is the seriousness of Hachayitein Alivai, and a child is not capable of it, and therefore there's no chinuch for Avelus.
So, three
quarters of a child, 13, and yeah, it's like that. Every halacha, kosher echacham kachu. The Gemara says, "Bemem sa yachalitvol, bemem chasa chas kurtiv." Any yachalitvol, so kosher echacham kachu. But that's his reason. Now, agav, there's a third reason. Dagum Ravava says that they weren't mechana. They didn't say chinuch for children, so that they shouldn't be mevatel Torah. Tinokish obeis rabban. I don't know if that's one of the Iker Cheshbainais, it's something of a Chiddush, but that's why they don't do Avelos, because of Bittul Torah. It seems the main reasons are the Nachal Eshkol and the Beis Hillel. Nafkamina between the reasons. So Ramesha brings two Nafkaminas. One is Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks. Whether there's a din of Chinuch and Avelos for Bein HaMetzarim and Tisha B'Av. According to the reason of the Nachal Eshkol, that it's only B'mikra, so the 3 weeks, which comes up every year, so then that's not B'mikra, that's something that's scheduled. And there is a Din Avelus. Mashen came, according to the Beis Hillel, Ramesha says that it's out Chayitin Alibai, so Ramesha brings the Ramban, every Tainus. All Tadesim are for Achayit and Levi. All Tadesim are to get people to be Mizbainai. And he says that L'chayr, according to that would be a Nafkamina, according to the Beis Hillel. But nevertheless, Ramesh, as I told you, holds the Iker is like the Nachal Eshkol anyway. And he says, Ulai the Beis Hillel is Maida on the 3 weeks. Ramesh says that's why there is Avel, that there is Chinuch for the 3 weeks. Even though there's no Chinuch for Avelus, someone during the 3 weeks who tells you that there's no chinuch for Avelus, that's not correct. If he's loyik yeh lechinuch, there's taka no chinuch. But otherwise, there is chinuch. And, I'm not sure why the camps are very makel in swimming for the younger children. I think they do it because of the cleanliness, the camps, everyone lives in such close proximity. Maybe it's for health reasons, but just to do it for other reasons, really, a child is a gil l'chinuch, he's supposed to be mechanech, and that should be done as well. So that's one nafkamina between the two, is the 3 weeks, I guess, for a
Saimer. Could you say a basic difference is that by chinuch, it's the parent's job. If father or mother died, there's no parent, so you can't be, we don't make other people do the chinuch. So
the parents
to do it.
Right.
But there's no parent here.
You so Bezna is Mechanach,
yes.
Bezna needs Klal Yisrael. Alright, so we have a third reason, your reason. But what happens if the father died and the mother's alive, and the mother died and the father's alive?
Usually
one dies before the other, they usually die together. Okay. Gemara says the mother is part of Chinuch. But Rabbi Kivega brings the Dinyan HaShas on Daf Gimel by Hilni, the Sukkah. It brings us Taisi Shanim actually in Yuma, that when there's no father, then the mother is Mechuyim Mechinuch. It's only when there's a father that the father is Chayv. Anyway, that's one Nefgamina. Ramesha talks about Kriya as well. He says that, according to the Nachal Eshkol, you should be Pata from Kriya. And it makes a lot of sense. According to Beisul, though, he's Mesupik, he's Mefak. Fake. No Nefgamina, we do Kriya Ketanim because of. Agmas Nefesh, Ramay Shavayt, and Afkamin, if you have to be a Dagdik, it should be exactly a Tefach or not. So that's something that Ramay Shavayt as well. Amaisa, with Kaireya, he based on the Nachal Eshkol, Ramay Shavayt says, by a cotton, you don't have to be a Dagdik, it's exactly a Tefach or not. Unfortunately, they're not always Medagdik by Gedolim. The people who help with Kriya in the Beis Olam or in the funeral home are not careful in Halacha. It reminds me of that, that line. I forgot from which Hasidic Rebbe I saw it. He said that there are three things he thought would be so, and they're not. Remember all three. One of them is he said he thought the balonim who take care of the mikvahs would be Taradika people. He said the gabay of the rav he thought would know halacha, be Yerushalayim, and the one is Isaac and then with Mesim. He thought our Yanisa is always Lefanecha. He said, makes sense. Afterwards, he grew up, he saw the fellow who's with the Rav in Psak Halacha doesn't know a thing about Halacha. And the Balanim in the Bari Mikvah is not Tahirim. And the ones who always Kumeis him all the time is Fakir. They're not. So it bothers me, and I mean, I don't mean to group them all in one group, but when it comes to ripping Kriya, I mentioned to you in the past that when it comes to Tumas Kayanim, they don't know halachas of Tumas Kayanim. And I just recently, we had a levaya with a Kayan, and his Rav told him correctly. I came to the Beis Ayla, to Sharadas. He was outside. I said, why don't you go in? His Rav told him, until the previous levaya leaves, he shouldn't walk in. Which was correct. I think it was Rav Steinbar. So who had a levaya Kayan from the shul? I don't remember. But recently, he told me, his Rav told me, not to go in until they take out the other mace. Which is correct. A grumet, it was like grumet, right? So they were all the kayanim were in the kayan room, even though they were the ones going to go in for their parents. So they told them that you don't go in till the others leave, which is what. There's no marbib shum. He spoke out. The marbib shum is only when each one is roy, not when one is roy and one is not. So. No, there's no. In technically, whether you go to the you don't go, why does he have to go? To be mechadid. Usually, we make the decision based on what's best for the child. Usually, what's best psychologically for the child. From a Muhammad, that's correct. But I wanted to get to just is that Kriya, they don't do right in a number of ways. One of the things is they help along the Kriya, which is not a kosher Kriya. If the Kriya has to be done by the Ovel himself. Now, there are a lot of started, but the ripping of a Tefach has to be done by the Ovel himself. So if it needs a blade, then it's too hard to rip yourself, so the Ovel has to take a blade and help himself. But what they do is they help along. They help along. They actually cut, and it's not really the correct way that it should be done. But anyway, getting back to the Gris Maisha. So Ramesha writes, he writes Gevaldik. Ramesha has a theme in Chinuch that he has a number of tshuvas about. I can think of three at least. Ramesha has a theme in Dinei Chinuch that there's a Machlekes Rishayim. Let me tell you the case that they argue in and the Lomdis Ramesha brings. Now, there's a Machlekes Rishayim if you're Machanach a child by Lulav and Esrig. Whenever you have an Esrig, it's possible. But no one can tell it's possible. Okay, let's say it's Morkiv or whatever. What?
Stolen.
It's stolen. you have a You have an esrig that's possible for one reason or another. So are you allowed to give it to your child who's under bar mitzvah? He's a gil l'chinuch. He's like a gil l'chinuch. It doesn't matter. Give him a lemon. But if he's a gil l'chinuch, are you yaitz a chinuch by giving a pasul esrig to a child who thinks it's kosher? What's a shayla? It depends on the fundamentals of chinuch. You can learn chinuch is a halacha. You have to accustom the child to kiyum mitzvahs. You have to get him used to doing mitzvahs, to get him in the habit of doing mitzvahs. If you're going to give him an esrig that he thinks is kosher, even though it's really not, it doesn't. He's just as nisragel in kiyum mitzvahs as if not, because you have a 10-year-old and he doesn't know the difference. And he's going to shake the lulav. The hergel to kiyum mitzvah is accomplished. So according to the first tzad, that's a din of hergel, which Ramesha quotes the name of Mordechai, is that's a sheet of chinuch, that the main thing of chinuch is to accustom the child. I assume he can. After, if the father can answer, amen, it would be the shayla. But he himself, I guess, can make a bracha too. If that's the kiyum, then he can do it. The other tzad is that chinuch is a lashon havaskola. The chanech is to begin. Chinuch beis hamikdash, chanukah sabayis l'david, chanukah is beginning. The other side is that midrabanan chazal said the beginning of chiyuvei mitzvah, it begins at an earlier age. It begins at an earlier age, the obligation to do mitzvahs. So according to that side, that midrabanan, the obligation begins earlier, there's an obligation to do the mitzvah. He's got to do the mitzvah right. So Ramesha brings these two tzedadim. Now he quotes it from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is in Hilchos Lulav, Tav Reish Nun Ches, Sivkat Nechav Ches. He brings the Magen Avraham, who's Machmir, who says it has to be a Kashra Esrig. He writes that the Mordechai brings Chayokim. And Ramesha writes from the language of the Mishnah Berurah, Sharet Zion, he seems to hold the Iker is the other sheet, not like the Magen Avraham. That the Iker is, Lesragel, is Hergel, is to accustom the child. Now, Aliyad, I founded the Rabbeinu Menayach. Rabbeinu Menayach is a pirush on the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. In Shvi Sasasar, there's one of the pirushim is Rabbeinu Menayach. Rabbeinu Menayach says, Trei Chanuche Yesh. He bothers him there, why does a mitzvah to be mechanach a child to fast l'shois? Right? When mechanach a child, a fast half a day. So why is a mitzvah to fast half a day? There's no mitzvah to fast half a day. So he says, Trechanuche Yesh. He says, Mamish, these words, there are two types of chinuch. There's one chinuch of kiyum mitzvahs. If a child can only fast half a day, there's no mitzvah to fast half a day. And there's a mitzvah to get him accustomed to it. So out getting him accustomed to it, that in chinuch you have in chinuch l'shois. You fast half a day, and then three quarters of a day, you get him used to fasting. But if the mitzvah of chinuch is, like the Magen Avraham, to start earlier, so there's no starting earlier. If he can only fast half a day, there's no mitzvah to fast. Somebody can fast half a day, there's no mitzvah to fast at all.
But you're an adult, and you can only fast half a day. You fast half a day.
Not really. The great thing, he doesn't have to fast half a day. Shloi shana min ha-tzibur, that it says, there's really no halach. If a chayla knows he has to break his fast on Yom Kippur, there's no mitzvah to fast half a day. Min ha-tayr, certainly not. If he's not sure, it's something else. We're talking a case where, you know, you're telling him right away you'll fast all noon. You have no shayla, he's 11 years old, you're not going to have him fast all day. So in the camps, they tell the children, up to this age, you can fast half a day on Tisha B'Av, and that's it. And they don't let kids, young children fast.
What's their name then?
What?
The
name? So Ramesha writes that this machlaikis between the Nachal Eshkoel and the Beis Hillel as to why your potter is totally in these two tzedadim. If it's a din l'hisragel or not. If it's an idea l'hisragel to get used to it, so then the Nachal Eshkol says, a dov abba b'mikra, you don't have to train him. You don't have to train somebody to get used to something that's dov abba b'mikra. If, however, chazal v'chayiv, a child emits from an earlier age, so it's a blanket chiyuv of mitzvahs, then it should be chayiv of mitzvahs. So then you would have the reason of the Beis Hillel that it's not shy from to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to not wear shoes, not take a haircut. The mitzvah is hachayitin aliba. So if he's not a barachi of the mitzvah, he doesn't have the ability to do a mitzvah, so then there's no haskola to the mitzvah. So Ramesh is totally in that. Ramesh Shitasai, who holds the ikar is lisragel, he learns the mishabura that way. Nick is to get him used to the mitzvah, so lishitasai, Ramesh says Nick is like the nachaleshkoil, and that's the reason that you're part. So that's Ramesh's pilpul on chinuch. It's a beautiful understanding, the trechinuch ayesh, that there's a mitzvah to start early, and there's a mitzvah lisragel, explains a lot of different gemaras. Like the gemara says, Noshima p'tureis from chinuch. The Beis Yaakovs would be very shocked. No, they teach the girls that their main thing is to raise Yiddish kinder, and then if they learn the Gemara in Nazir, it says that a woman, the Mishnah says, Av Madras Benay Benazir, Ve'im Medaris says Benav Benazir. Gemara says why? Av is Mechuyev Echinach and not a mother. The mother's not Mechuyev Echinach. So maybe that the mother lists Ragel to get him used to the mitzvah. That could be Chinuch Deraisa too. That's an obligation. The din that you're mechuyev to, he becomes mechuyev in mitzvah from an earlier age. That's a mutl on the father. It's a technical thing. The tach is that way. The mother is the lev. The mother is to get the child used to doing mitzvahs. The father is has a technical obligation. The father is right. The mother gives the red, and the father gives the white. The mother gives the hergish, and the mother. Okay, but it's to develop an ava to the learning. So, what? It's pretty good. Pretty good. The it's better to do both. But if you can only do one, then you should do the one. I want to mention that very often there comes a time with a child where you have to choose between the two. If you're going to push the child to do the mitzvah technically, you're going to cause a pushback. It's going to be the opposite of getting him to want to do the mitzvahs. It's a situation of friction. Very often a father feels, but you have to. And the mother says, leave him alone. And the father feels, you have to, you're technically mechuyev to do it. So when there's a choice between the two, I think we have to understand that to get a child to want to do chinuch, that's really the chinuch d'oraisa. The technical chinuch is a drabanan. The Gemara says chinuch is a drabanan. The technical chinuch is a din d'rabanan. And very often, people don't understand. You have situations with children. It's not so posh that even some children are 13 and 14. They're still in the matzav of chinuch. Some of them are just not mature, and they have a hard time with certain mitzvahs. And you have to choose between the two. To get the child to want to do mitzvahs is more than to make sure he technically is a, you know, gets up and does the mitzvah. By Messiah, yeah, he says that, yeah. Similar idea. Shlomo Zalman says, even though it says Rosh Chodesh Aruch, you're not allowed to give food to a fry yid who either doesn't make a bracha, doesn't wash tefillah sidayim, it's perishing in archayim. Right. Nevertheless, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you're Isaac and Kirov, so the whole purpose, he's not Messiah Dei Aver Averi, he tried to be Messiah Yehim to do mitzvahs, he has the truth of that. Right. Well, truth is, it says in Ramah that Litzdaka Yeshayim Rosh Hashari. And okay, so it's an explanation of that. So it could be when the Gemara, there's one Gemara Chinuch is the Rabbana, Gemara Chagiga. It's a Gemara mother is part of Chinuch in Nazir. Those two Chinuchs are probably, that's referring to the Rabbana, that there's a technical obligation on the child. Technical obligation there isn't. Hilni brought her children into a sukkah. It's a technical thing. Why should bring her children into a sukkah? So as the Tashanim says, there was no father. But the Etzem, mother is part of the technical obligation. But from the Dereisidika Musig of raising children, Al Pi Derech HaTorah, that I'm a mistaver that a mother is part of.
She doesn't want her children to be wild animals.
Was that doing anything?
To be a mom, you have to be normal.
Yeah, you have to be normal. To be anything, you have to be normal. Ramesh has a different tshuva about whether you're allowed to have co-ed classes in the younger ages. Where there's no Yetzirah, let's say a boy doesn't have Yetzirah till Chazal say till 9. The Doris got better these days, you know, it's maybe Yetzirah starts a little earlier. But you want to put 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th grade, 7-year-olds in co-ed classes, so Ramesh and his tshuva in Yerodea, Simukuf Lamed Zayin, is toiled again in these two shitas in Chinuch. If it's out of technical obligation, there's no technical reason. Someone who doesn't have hirurim, there's no reason he can't be in a class of girls. But if it's lisragel, you want to train people that we separate boys and girls, he says, then you have to separate them. You have to separate them from an earlier age. So Ramosha says you should separate them. He writes that b'makom tzairich, he could be samech on the Magen Avraham, that it's just a technical obligation.
Don't the girls have to be separated from three?
They're also 8 or 9. It's certainly not Misavish because they're Royal Abiyah, they're Misavil Abiyah. Okay, anyway, this is a general idea. Halaysa say, we don't give Biyadayim, we're not Machal Nevelis Biyadayim to a cotton, although Trumas Hadeshin says that doesn't apply. Trumas Hadeshin asks why when they make Kiddush and Shul it says to give the wine to Ketanim. You can't drink wine because they kishol makom suda. So how can you give Ketanim biyadayim? You're giving them to drink and they didn't make Kiddush. So he says that a mitzvah tali b'zman, there's no din of leisafin alei biyadayim. Mitzvah that's totally in Zman. It could be that's why they make on Yom Kippur, they feed children biyadayim. Most people feel ketanim biyadayim, and I'll give you a biyadayim to a child. So he says it's on it's a be'etzem, not it's a totally b'zman. So you have to raise the child if he the Rajba for a child to carry on Shabbos, to carry for an adult is awesome. A child to carry for himself, he wants to carry candy to shul. So the Mechaber says that it's awesome. The Bi'ur Halacha brings a Rajba and a Ran and a Rabbi Kivego Paskas like them. The Rajba and the Ran say that a child's allowed to carry for his own tzairich, and therefore his example is the child could carry a talis to shul, not a talis, a siddur to shul that he needs for himself. Apparently they didn't have siddurim in shul in those days. So the child could carry a siddur for himself, and once he's carried the siddur, you could put in the bag other things for the gadol as well. So I asked Rav Palm, does the Bi'ur Halacha means to paskin like that? It's not like the Mechaber. It's a Mechaber. The Gemara and Taz don't argue. The Gemara doesn't argue. The Bi'ur Halacha brings such a tshuva to Rabbi Eger. Rav Palm said he means to paskin that way. That's what we understand. The Bi'ur Halacha just brings, without comment, a kula of Rabbi Eger. So you're allowed to let a child up to a certain age, you're allowed to let him carry for his own purpose on Shabbos.
Carrying
the other things is not. I don't think you have to come on to Rebbe Bishurim, because Rebbe Bishurim is only when each one's Roy. But it means that the Maisa Malacha is one big Maisa Malacha. When we were kids, they didn't leave Talais in Shul, remember? I remember the children always used to carry their father's Talis. No, Yossi. Remember, used to carry. They used to stick some candies into the talis bag. So I think they meant it. Asked Rabbi Kiv Eger. The children always carried the father's talis to shul, and there was some candy. There were no candy men in my days, at least. There were no candy men. So all right, you have to shut up at what age? I'm not sure. Whatever the age is.
So you have two ingredients here. First is the stragel, and second the alternate shulchan.
Yeah, okay, so I don't know what age. I'm not sure. Probably 8 or 9, but. He's talking. I would have to take a look. It's Simin Shin Mem Beis, I believe. Where does Aricho son in Yanei Chenoch? If I have Mishnah Berurah, I'd read it to you. But,
okay.
I think so. Rav Chaim, can I trouble you to get a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel? It's near the art scroll, under the right next to the art scrolls there. No, in the other book. Oh, there, yeah. Okay. You're very far away from the Mishnah Berurah, both physically and. Technically. Okay. I'm sorry, Shimem Gimel. The Bir Halacha is on the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says, Lachila biyadayim aser, to give a child biyadayim is also filled varm shasurim and devei saifim, even drabanans, v'chein aser lahargilai. Bechil Shabbos. Now, what age are we talking about? The Bechaber says, "Now be margul yachakol Shabbos." So Rama says, "Yeshay mechal zeh because shlo yigia lechinuch, al yigia lechinuch tzrichan lafri yeshay." They have to be mafreshim. Yeshay lechakinuch lebez neela abulvad. Only the father has to be mafreshim. Now the Bi'alocha says, "Das haraj b'varan matinik tzarich lekach mutter afilu liten lebiadayim davishu asim midrabanan." He says the Machlekes Mechaber and the Rashba and the Ran. Because we choose Rabbi Kiva Eger, Adas Tilta Svarim Beis Hakneses, Malkim Shein Eiriv, Aidei Tiluk. Yeshus from Bezeh, Ala Rashba, this is Rabbanan Sfinu Lebi Adayim. So he's talking about the Rabbanan Dikarush. Actually, it's Rishiyach, Rishiyach, Adar Rishus Arab. Veheshid Dezeh, you know, Daran Kosab, Lehed Yadav, Arsim, Levin, Lerak, Litzarchai. You can't give it to the child, Litzarchai. If he's doing it for us, we stop him. So he requires litzarchai. Now he's already able to daven, so I'm not sure what age means exactly, but he calls the machlokes the mechaber Okay. Anyway, we got off topic. What? Apparently, only to a certain age. It's not mistaver. You're right. The Ramah says the Yeshayim. Okay. I wanted to see Shin Tzadik, the dinim of Giluach, which are unique in their chaimer. As you know, Dine Giluach are one of the few dinim that apply after Shloshim, but nobody goes a year without a haircut, so that it gets a little complicated. We know you need Shloshim and Ga'ara. But let's learn the dinim. Sif Aleph, Oval Osel Galei Asarai, Echad Seir Roishai, Echad Seir Zakonai, Ve'echad Kol Seir Shabai. Efilo Shabai Sastarim. Then it's the Chiddush. V'kol Amid Yai. What it says here in the Shulchan Aruch is that the Issa Giluach is even on body here, and here that's in different parts of the body, and that needs a biur. Everywhere else we say Seir HaGuf is not included in the surim of Tespiris in Sfira Saim and in Aimer or in the 3 weeks. We assume that Seir HaGuf is not included, but the answer lies in the next words: V'sheir Seir Shal Hasafa Me'atzdadim Koshemaki V'Sachila, something that blocks a person from eating. So here it's Machlekes Rishayim, what the Gedarim of this Isser might be. And here he's Mekel after Shiva. The Shach Aleph argues, he says, Tema, Kamposak Kedasa Ritz Geyos Shabbator, that it's only us for 7 days. He says that the Seir on the mustache that blocks the eating is also a whole 30 days. Interesting, Lashon Beis Yosef says when the Rambam and Ravid agree, we certainly pass them like them. That's Beis Yosef's Lashon. But Lamaisa the Shach holds that whole Shloshim it's awesome. So here we have a source in the Rishayim that something which is mutter in the 9 days or the 3 weeks, which is the Seir Shal Asafa, is Aser in Avelos. That's a Chiddush. When the Isser is because of Yaifi, so then we're matir, we're trimming the mustache. It's not for Yaifi, it's a practical thing. And Seir HaGuf, we're matir as well. And where, by an oval, apparently it's more, I don't know exactly how to describe it. I would think taking haircuts is also out the Yaifi Shabbai. But here, we're saying it's not Otsi Yaifi, he should look somehow like an oval. And therefore, even the Seir Shal Asafa is Aser, and the Seir HaGuf is Aser. I didn't find anybody who argues with this. It seems to be a halacha psuka that Seir HaGuf is Aser. Now, I'm afraid we won't get to Sifhei. It's very important to see it. Sifhei says, Ishim Uteris Mentila Seir Achashiva. Mechaber says, on women, there is no Issa Giluach after Shiva. Rama says Yesh Aisrim Afli Isha V'chein Iker. Now this Yesh Aisrim is Mekayach Minig. The Dina of the Gemara is that women are not mechuyavim in issa giluach after 7 days, and so here a couple of things. First of all, on the Seir HaGuf, I think on the Seir HaGuf, the minig is to be mekel on Noshim after Shiva, on the Seir HaGuf. It could be that's what the Gra means in Zivkot and Ches, I'm not sure. But the minig is to be mekel. Rav Moshe writes that during the 3 weeks of Sfira, you could be mekel for a woman, b'mokim tzairach. You could be mekel for a woman, b'mokim tzairach. It happened in my earlier Rabbanah's days. One of the ladies called, I don't remember if it was during the 3 weeks or during Sfira, and she said she's having a hard time with her sheifel. She didn't take a haircut. I told her she can trim her hair, even though it was the 3 weeks of Sfira. She has no problem. Does she have to be matined? No. I told her she could do it. So I got into a little trouble over it, because I guess people who looked in Hilchas Sfira Saimer didn't see anything in Sfira Saimer that say difference between men and women. But I was basing it on the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe, based on this, says that the Ikar Hadin is that there's no Isser on women on Giluach HaSeir after Shiva. The women were not. The Din of the Gemara is 7 days. The Chumrah, after 7 days, women were not Mekabalis, probably because their hair is anyway not exposed. They cover their hair. And whatever the reason may be, they're not, and therefore, the Rav Moshe says, "Makom tzairach, he could be mekel." He writes, I think, in the tshuva, he would say even without makom tzairach, he could be mekel. But certainly, but makom tzairach, he could be mekel for women. If what comes early?
Yantif comes in and breaks out the Shiva.
So we're going to have that soon. We're going to have it here. Shiva doesn't help the Giluach. Breaking the Shloshim is the Shaila. So we're going to see. We'll see momentarily. But I want to read that now, because we're talking about Seir HaGuf. So the Seir HaGuf, I think we're generally more mekel for women who are more kepeid on. No, Chomayit is a different reason. Chomayit is men and women equally. Because Chomayit, we don't take haircuts. Shalo yikadis l'regel k'shum enovel, that they should take haircuts before. It's not al tzaveilus. What? Chomayit, no. Same as a man. There's no difference in men and women on Chomayit.
Based on
hay, it's a for men. Machaber, certainly. Machaber is no question. You mean men are not supposed to cut, shave the base of starim, but they get to trim, they're allowed to. Men are not allowed to shave a base of starim, but they're allowed to trim, it says. So I guess.
Would it make a difference for a married woman?
Lamaisa, it doesn't make a difference, although there'd be a big tzad. Married women are covering their hair. So it would be a tzad. But anyway, alright, this is the din. Now, what about after? Let's do a Sif Beis. The Iker is, of course, the Sif Gimel, but the Iker is the din Ga'ara, which is Sif Dalad. Let's do a Sif Beis, and we'll get to Sif Dalad. Yashav Legalayach. Somebody went to the barber. Va'amru Loi Meisaviv. He's sitting by the barber and he finds out that he's an oval.
Halfway through
his haircut. Harry's a mashlam roishai. He can finish his haircut. He can finish the head. Can't go to the beard. Echad amagaleach. Not only the one. Echad amagaleach. Misgaleach. Now, the one who's receiving the haircut is allowed to. Even the barber, it says if there's no one else to give the haircut, the barber is also in malacha. You don't want to leave the person with half a haircut. So it's muta masha sapar gaimer hainu b'dalaka sapar achabemas. It says that there's no other barber he can finish, and certainly the person who is in avelos doesn't have to stop with half a haircut. Archa Shulchan says the reason is shlo yehinira kemishtageya. He shouldn't look like a mishugan. No, he goes around with half a haircut. But so we all understand this.
Onen,
just look at the first Rabbi Kiva Eger. What?
A category of onen.
Yeah, it could be his own name, it could be his novel. No. I'll get to that in a minute. Somebody has to explain Rabbi Kiva Eger to me. Look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yashav Legalayach, Yushami Mashma, Duzel Chad Shiura, Imahu Diktani Bimasnisin Sham. It says in Masechta Shabbos in the first parak, Le'yeshav ne'asapar samach lamincha. You're not supposed to go to a barber very close to Shabbos. Amina shama emasai haskolas this virus. It says if you started before mincha ketana, it's mutter. What's starting? Mishia niach ma'feiris saporim al birkov. When they spread the sheet on you, that's the beginning of a haircut. So that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. When is the beginning of a haircut? If they spread the sheet on the person, they didn't cut a single hair. They spread the sheet, and then he finds out he's a novel, so he's allowed to finish the haircut. What's the hesber to that? Make any sense?
Obviously
he's not. What?
Obviously,
that's not a heter. Eating was not a heter. It's only Yashav the Galeach. Now the Lashon Yashav the Galeach is takamashmi that way. The Mechaber's Lashon Yashav the Galeach means he sat down to do a Giluach. So Rav Hashulchan says Sarchi and Gadol. But he says the whole issue is because he shouldn't be near a Kibishtageya. So he says Sarchi. What's Rabbi Kiva Eiger talking about? I want to tell you a pasuk of Shad Rabbi Kiva Eiger. The Issur Giluach. There's no Issur to look nice during Shiva. No Issur to look nice. You're allowed to wear nice clothing. There's no Issur to look nice. The Issur is that a person shouldn't be Isaac in his own personal grooming when he's supposed to be thinking about a mace. It's inappropriate. Like it says, a woman doesn't put on makeup. Why put on makeup? You're busy with your own grooming at a time that you're supposed to be thinking about a mace. It's just inappropriate for a person to do it. That's probably the makar for the meaning to cover mirrors, even though they say Kabbalistic reasons, which may also be true. But the pshat meaning is, what are you busy patching yourself for? It's when a person is a novel, he shouldn't be busy with his own grooming. If you already sat down at the barber and he's sitting there, so it's not because during his avelos he's thinking about how he looks. He's already sitting there. It could be the beer of Rabbi Kiva Eiger that then there's no isser on the giluach itself, because it's not the hair cutting that's the isser; it's the being isik in haircuts that's an isser. So I wouldn't say this on my own, but to explain Rabbi Kiva Eiger, who says it's Yerushalmi, so it's not easy to dismiss Yerushalmi. So it could be that that's the reason. Now, what you're mentioning about an einein, I mentioned to you once before that there's a machlekes to Rambam and the Ramban if dine avelus apply to an einein. We paskin dine avelus do apply. An einein doesn't take a shower, go to haircut. What I mentioned then was that if a person's in a matzav where he needs it, so as a person is very, very fashvitz, he knows he has to wash himself. It's better to wash yourself without sweat, but that's something really mutter anyway. But whatever it is, if you're going to have to do it, it's better to do it outside rather than outside, even though logic would say, if I care, the einein is worse. But the Rambam Shita is that an einein, pata mimitzvah, is also pata for mitzvah vaveilus. That could be the reason that minig is that einein wears shoes. It's a bit mysterious. Why our minig is that in aninus you wear shoes, not just our minig, in halach it says that. It says that the Pesach Forest is chaylitz minalo. So, and sits on chairs. So it's a little hard to understand. The reason that's given is because an einein is mechuyev mitzvahs bekumvas, is part of kumasei, and I'm sorry, he's not to take off his shoes. He's part of. Presumably, he's wearing shoes, so to do a mitzvah bekumasei, to take off shoes, that is part of. To iser, to take a shower, that is chayiv, according to Rambam. So, see, am I being clear? So that could be that's the geder hadvarim for our minig. The machzor shekel, the tishah b'av is matvi on our minig. That einanim sit on chairs. But it could be that's the reason, because the chairs is also part of kfiyas hamita. Kfiyas hamita is b'kum v'asei, chitzas haminol is b'kum v'asei. So that we're potter. On the Sheval Tasa, that's your chayiv. Now, be that as it may, Lemaisa, we don't take haircuts out on Ninas, although according to the Rambam, it's
no problem.
Yimshach, what, the haircut?
That's
why we only pass the Micha Ketana 2.5 hours, so forget to go to the.
The knife might break and I'll get a new one.
I want to learn Hilchis Gari, excuse me, because we're not learning next week. I mean, we're learning next week, but not together. I want to make sure we learn the Dinim of Gaara, which are the complicated part, which is Sif Dalit. Sifdalid al kol ha-meisim megaleach lach ha-shloshim yayim alav v'limay at shiigur v'chaveirav. Really, now, on Shakraivim, there's no dini avelos after shloshim, period. So after shloshim is over, which is the morning, we say mitzvah kekulei and shivel, we say mitzvah kekulei and shloshim. So therefore, on shloshim, after shachris, on Shakraivim, everything is mutter. On other the imay, giluach is the iser yud beis chaydish, there's no din shloshim on giluach. Tachy beis chaydish, people take haircuts. The answer is that once shloshim passes, there's a sheer ga'ara. Ga'ara is an amount that somebody tells you you need a haircut. Yigaru by chaveirov. Now, I'll talk in a minute, what does yigaru mean exactly? But there's a sheer ga'ara. In other words, a haircut is mutter if you accomplish two conditions. 30 days plus ga'ara. When a regular is mafsik shloshim, it doesn't help the haircuts because you need 30 days of growth plus a sheer ga'ara. How much is a sheer ga'ara? So first the Ramah says ain't a regal mahani poga kaidim sheer grow by chaveira that yom tif knocks off shloishim doesn't do anything for haircuts. I'm brachaim kuf memches v'sheer ga'ara yesh by plukta v'noyegin begimul chadoshim v'noyeg 3 months for ga'ara. Now that's a tough one. 3 months. First of all, what does 3 months mean? It's mistaver, the Ramshik has a tshuva, that 3 months doesn't mean 3 months of Avelos, it means 3 months from your last haircut. But the Gesher HaChaim says it means 3 months of Avelos. Very hard to understand. The question is Ga'ara a simin or a siba? What that means is this. When it says you need 30 days plus, then someone should scream at you. Someone should tell you you need a haircut. Is it a siba? Do you need someone has to tell you? If no one tells you, then you're stuck. You can't do it. Or is ga'ara, it's just a simin. If you know for sure you have too much hair. Cool. Let's say someone always shaves. So there's no question after 30 days for shaving, it's ga'ara. If you would go normally without shaving for 30 days, for 10 days, they would tell him he needs a shave. Does he actually need ga'ara bepayil? Or is sheer ga'ara only a simin ladavar? So, yitzchak need 30 days plus ga'ara. Now, Rav Moshe writes, without a question, that ga'ara is a simin. There's no logical reason you should need ga'ara b'payil. The Chida says the same thing. Rav Yashav brings Rav Moshe, he says the Chida is mechavin, and he says it's only a simin. But he says, and Rashi writes this too, Gimel Chadashim depends on the society that you're in. In the Ramah society, 3 months was Shia Ga'ara. But it's totally in each society what Shia Ga'ara. So they say, and the Amakaris for this, the Chasam Sef and the Nadi Behuda both say, someone who shaves, after 30 days, it's always Sigia Lagara. Because if you always shave, whatever shaver is mutter, I'm not getting into that. But a person has a clean, has a hairless face, then any amount, 30 days is always shir ga'ara. You need 30 days plus shir ga'ara. 1 second, and then Ramesha writes that b'bedina seinu, he thinks twice what you normally take a haircut is the shir ga'ara. That depends on the person. Some people take haircuts once a month. Some people like myself, I'm in the danger zone because I always took a haircut and just time, nothing to do with Avelos. I always waited till my mother told me I need a haircut. My wife never notices. My mother always told me you need a haircut, then I took a haircut. So I don't know what I'm going to do now exactly. But anyway, it depends. It depends on the society. Yeah, that's what I wanted. So my mother passed away the 20th day of Adar Aleph, so I didn't take a haircut. My wife told me a few days before Pesach that I need a haircut. I said, Yeshkayach, otherwise I would have gone into Sfira without a haircut. But, alright, so Shia Ga'ara, there's a little tumbling about what Shia Ga'ara is. For shaving the face, you have to come on to Ramesha, it's some Sefer Neid Yehuda that say Ga'ara is right away. And you don't need someone to tell you. But for a... But for the head, so Moshe says twice what you normally do, but everything is kafiha. So that's a new question. Okay.
So the question already doesn't include the head too. You're shaving already.
No, one thing has nothing to do with the other. One thing has nothing to do with it. Okay, questions that that people ask is whether you need Ga'ara constantly or one-time Ga'ara. So there's Rabbi Akiva Eiger here who talks about it. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the page is the piece Kain Heshiva Ar Zerua. I believe it's that piece. Smack in the middle, yeah. It's about 8-9 lines down. He quotes the Arzarua. Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't usually do this. Here he quotes him. Zelashayna. Sha'alta, you asked. In Tuchalisbar acharavicha, lisaper. Could you take here at acharavicha, techid beis chaydesh, v'techa to osik v'vizayne secho, motzi ben asarim. Since you're very involved in going in front of government officials, you need a haircut. Hinini meidiecha. I want to let you know. Shloihuski beis chaydesh l'din gidol seyar. Rak at sheyigru b'chaveirav. The din of 12 months only applies until Gaara. Masha noyig in Yud Beis Chaydesh, eini al chumra ba'alma l'kveid avi v'imai. Those who are noyig more, it's kveid avi v'imai. U'lechei muta ato l'sape k'der kecha. Aikan l'shaynei. Mashma. Now what does that mean? The Medina, the Ikra Alachi is, achar shehimtin shir Gaara, after you waited once the shir Gaara, muta galeach achakach b'chol pa'am k'darkai. V'itzorch lahamtin b'chol pa'am shir Gaara. That the Ikar Adin is Ga'ara is a one time thing. So he holds that the Ikar Adin is the only one Ga'ara. To wait 3 months. And in that, the Ramah writes afterwards, Imlai Litzairach, it says afterwards. So we have here, I guess, a little bit of a mixed bag. We have a heter mikar adin and a chumra altsminig to wait shia gaara every time. So I looked around a little bit in the achrayim, and I find that the Achaluke Deis on how to be Nayag Lamaisa, the Rabbi Kiveger is Mekel B'makam Tzairach, and that's what Rapam used to tell people. The Nesivis in Derech HaChayim argues this Rabbi Kiveger. He says Ga'ar is constant. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, I didn't write down the Maramokim, but Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that he doesn't understand the logic of the I think it's Yerdei Gimel Tshuva Kufnon Zayin. He doesn't understand the logic of this Arzarua. If it's a din Yud Beis Chaydesh, why once it's mutter, it should continue to be mutter. So the bottom line sounds like it says in the it says here in Rabbi Akiva Eiger that b'makom tzairach there's a shita to rely on, but shalei b'makom tzairach it should need Ga'ara all the time. Now, how that applies to shaving, I'm not exactly sure. Somebody who works in a place where no matter if he doesn't shave, after 2 days they'll tell him, why didn't you shave? It could be shigaras right away. For the person who...
Double,
if it's every day, it should be 2 days. Okay, you're right. But otherwise... Gara, we neman, is only a simon. And the Naibihuda, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and Naibihuda, some Sefer, Ramesh, and the Chida, I have four Maramakainas on it.
The whole
Avedah is Yubichai Shas Kibarav. So it should continue. He holds it for a different reason. Okay.
But once you stop the
Avedah
by doing the haircut, whatever you stop doing to your father, you stop. So it doesn't come
No, back. But you're continuing. You're not taking haircuts until Shigar. All right, this is the halacha.
Yeah.
What?
Can you tell someone to be goyah?
I guess so. It's not going to help if it's a Siba, but you can ask someone, do I need a haircut? He says, nah, you look okay. There's one more din that I want to leave without, and that is the din of trimming nails, of cutting fingernails. Not known. In general, the din of Shloshim are not well known. People are generally unaware that during Shloshim, there are three dinim during Shloshim that people are unaware of. One is that you're not allowed to take a hot shower for 30 days. One is that you're not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing for 30 days. And the third is Siv Zayin, now it's a difficulty. If fingernails grow 30 days, especially if someone wasn't aware, didn't anticipate, so it could be had 5-6 days worth of fingernail growing anyway, and now the shloshim comes, tipernayim, it's not asir b'schaydish, but it's asir for shloshim, and
even the parents.
It's only shloshim, but it is shloshim. People are unaware that it applies to 30 days. And the Taz in Sifkad, there's a machlokes here, this applies to women. We would think if Sipurnaim is an extension of Giluach, it shouldn't apply to women. But the Machaber says Beferish in Sif Zayin that it applies. Isha Shiyuit Filasa. Woman has to go to the mikveh. Tech shloshim. And Titot Sipurnebi Adab Bishinah Inan Etelas Yafa. And she'll try to do with her. You're a person that novels allowed to shloshim him to bind off his fingernails, but it won't come out good. She could do it through a guy. That means a woman is also awesome in the tilat zipernayim. And on that, the Taz Gimel says to me, Ali, yeshisa lito ba'atzma, if she's not allowed to do it, gamay de Yisraelis also. Yesh mishmum to even. Avanir alisha tzachlita ade Yisraelis, vide shia ade shinoi. The ilu biyadeh bishinah, e ef shalal asira hetev, kvitzar chatfila. Avotem Ali. Abal Shulchan Aruch. Her pasuk says, "Hey, Yishu Mataras Betila Seirach Hashiva." He said that a woman's allowed to cut her hair after 7 days. I'm a career for Rambam. Bunch goes to Nesi Yisim. Lo Malaytia Mataras Kali Tatsprenai De Atzma Balei Shino Yatsprenai Meina Chamura Miseyar. All right, so he holds it a dimian of Seyar Tatsprenai. It's hard to say a minig on this because it's hard to know what the minig is Betila Tatsprenai, and. So that's this din. So I hope we've rather quickly covered this last sif, the dine giluach and tzipornayim. We resume just on the week of Labor Day, which is the first week of Elul. I would like to hopefully learn, I'm thinking to learn Hilchis Arla for Elul. It's a short, there are a lot of sifim, but it's generally a short set of halachis. And then go after Yom Tov into the halachas of Sefer Torah. I'd like to start something new. What?